Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and Superdeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
People need advice. We had some we didn't get to earlier. How about this one? This is a weird problem. I have two brothers. One is Zach, 38. The other is my younger brother, Gil, who's 15.
Gil?
No one has a brother who's 15
named Gil. 15-year-old named Gil?
If you did that, that's messed up. If you're that parent.
It's like naming your kid Kermit. Like, no one does that.
Unless Gil is short for something cool. Gilead.
Wait, was it Gilead the place in
Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah, where, that's not a cool name, Howings.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch that show.
Oh, yeah, you should read those books. Don't name any other children Gilead. Don't do that.
That would be that's a real bad first impression for the people who have seen it.
Well, lots of parents make bad decisions.
Anyway, old Gil is 15, and he's convinced that I'm his biological parent. This is sister writing. And that I was forced to give him up to be raised by our mom and dad as a teenager. He's believed that since he was 13. It isn't true. I was 17, so it was technically possible, but it didn't happen. The problem is there's no way that I've found to convince my brother of that. He won't let it go. Or sometimes he'll let it go, but it always bubbles back to the surface. He approached my ex-boyfriend to ask if he was Gil's father, called our parents grandma and grandpa, and made bitter, inappropriate comments about me raising my other children at family events.
Wait, what's this kid's deal? Does he have a flaw?
My children, it sounds like it.
I mean,
my children are toddlers and don't really understand him, but I want this sorted out before I have to deal with that too. He wants us to do a DNA test to settle this, but other proof we've offered, photos of me not pregnant, just made Gil dig his heels in harder.
Well, there'd be a birth certificate.
And if they're brother and sister, I don't know what a DNA test would do. I mean, I'm not real up in genetics, but...
Well, wouldn't the... I mean, it would show
I guess it
that,
would.
Yeah, it would show that she's not the right mother.
But also birth certificates. I mean,
Well, you can't trust those.
No. Yeah. Well, Gil wouldn't trust that.
It's exactly what they do. I believe Gil needs some real psychological help.
Yes, he does.
Our parents won't agree. They say we shouldn't dignify his delusion by addressing it. That said, his birth was pretty weird. I was in France for a semester and Zach was at college, the other brother. Neither of us ever saw my mom pregnant. The idea that our parents might have adopted a baby is weird. From who and why, when they'd always expressed relief that they would soon have an empty nest. But not possible. It's a box of worms that I worry about opening when Gil is already in a weird place. Wait, do you think your mom and dad might have stolen Gil at a truck stop? What's
going on in your family?
Oh, yeah. I want to know.
Yeah, the fact that a 15-year-old's been obsessed with the idea that his sister might be his biological mom for 2 years, that's a pretty big red flag warning for trouble.
I mean, there are a lot of red flags, none more red than the parents naming their son Gil.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something up with this family.
Yeah, something's amiss.
Oh, would you like to hear a mom who's very upset, who pinned all of her hopes on her boy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
For years, my oldest son and his girlfriend said they would never get married. She was against it. Then 5 years ago, she relented and they got married, by all accounts, happily. And I was relieved. They're financially secure with well-paying jobs, no debt on their advanced degrees, a rental property they own outright, and a manageable mortgage on their home, and late model cars. This sounds like a busybody mom.
Oh, boy.
Indeed. My son and his wife have worked hard. but we and the in-laws have also provided our ongoing support.
Okay. In what manner?
Financial or?
I don't know, but
yeah, like
what's
we're just
your point?
Going, you're doing a good job, son.
Here's the rub. Our daughter-in-law steadfastly refuses to have children or even think about it.
Oh, God.
And our son stands by her decision.
Tough.
Her reason, or the reason they are standing together, is climate change. In her opinion, it'd be the height of cruelty to bring a child into a world that faces such an apocalyptic future. I grant you, we have some major problems, but there's an existential question here. What if my and my wife's lives? This is a dad. I apologize to all women for assuming this was a woman. Okay. I apologize. What if my and my wife's lives amounted to if we have not had the basic will to survive placed in the next generation?
Oh, yeah. So if your lives mean nothing.
Their lives a failure if their boy doesn't knock up this lady.
Oh, well, I guess your life's a failure.
Yeah, it is. You've done nothing. It's pointless.
Yeah, if the quality of your life is based on whether or not your kids choose to give you grandchildren, I'd say maybe reevaluate your priorities in life and no, try and figure out brings you a quality lifestyle.
To make matters more
happy when he married Greta Thunberg. So, I mean, just deal with it. Like, that's what you got now.
To make matters more complicated, they channel all their time and energy into biking and hiking, rock climbing.
Things they enjoy doing together in the outdoors. Those sons of bitches of mine.
We are worried that the younger children will embrace their strange lifestyle choices. To many observers, it would seem our kids have been spoiled. And on some level, we accept that responsibility. But the urge to face an uncertain future and procreate in the face of adversity is part of the human condition. Every generation faces a threat. My father's generation was told, hey, go shoot Hitler.
A little different.
This is really...
My generation learned to duck and cover under nuclear annihilation.
That was
How
not a burden.
How could climate change be worse?
Because it is...
They just don't want to have kids, their friend.
Yeah, that person is squarely in the generation of Free Beer and myself, and we have faced no real hardships in our life. I mean, that's just a fact. I mean, there have been things, but we did not have World War I. We did not have World War II.
Or Vietnam.
We didn't have Korea or Vietnam. Yes, there have been conflicts and bad things and bad days, but in the grand scheme, that guy has not faced any real hardship other than, oh, no, I might not have a grandkid because those people like to bike and are worried that we don't get more snow. Oh, well.
Yeah, but his parents had to shoot Hitler.
Yeah.
I love that line. We were told, go shoot Hitler. All right. Mm-hmm. How'd you do? Or your dad was.
Yeah. I got news for you.
Man, Henny Penny.
He didn't succeed.
Was that some of the war propaganda at the time? But you see, like, the Uncle Sam and buy war bonds.
Like, go shoot Hitler?
It just said, go shoot Hitler.
I don't Maybe. Think it specifically said, go shoot Hitler.
Either shoot Hitler or shoot a baby out. That's your choice.
I mean, I know they made a lot of them after. That's the boom. Dang.
This one, I lost my husband of 20 years a little over 2 years ago.
Where did he go?
To heaven. Oh. Last year, I moved to another state to be close to family, rented an apartment. And my best friend moved with me. Shortly after, I met a much younger man.
Yes, hot.
He was immediately into me in all the ways you're thinking.
I bet
of.
He was.
He's, how deep?
He's sweet and kind and very handsome. It took me months to realize that I'm interested in him as well. We began spending time together, including bedroom fun. That's actually how she wrote it.
Oh, boy. How old is this person?
100. He has told me at least twice that he loves me, and I said the same. His demeanor and expressions match his words, and we agreed for time being to be friends with benefits. That's not usually what you do after you each say, I love you. That's not when you go, let's be friends with benefits, right?
I think
that seems backwards.
Friends with benefits is the I don't have to say I love you in order to.
Yeah, it's safety. We learned that from shrinking.
Yeah.
3 months ago, he met someone else closer to his age, but even in front of her, he holds me close and tells me he loves me. She has now slapped a ring on his finger and is pushing for marriage.
Wait, what? What is happening here?
He keeps saying he's not ready. We feel that until the day he says, I do, it's okay for us to continue banging.
Oh, my God.
No.
Okay, so he's just a scumbag. You're a scumbag.
I'm new to the dating world, and he's my first since my husband passed. Am I doing the right thing?
Grow up, idiot.
Are you doing the right thing? There's so many reasons why that's not right. That seems so obvious.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you'd have to write to anyone.
Yeah. Okay, so you said you loved each other and then decided to just stay hookup buddies. And then you meet a person that he is supposedly in love with enough that this other person he's with wants to marry him. And y'all are still banging? Like, no, this is your rebound. Just get out.
Yeah.
And he's a bad person.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a cheater. Gross.
A pre-cheater. I mean, he hasn't even married her yet and he's already cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not good.
No, it's not going to work out. Not going to work out at all. The doctor I have gone to for years recently took a 5-month medical leave of absence. His office would not tell me anything, which I understand.
Yeah, that's a HIPAA thing.
Kind of is right.
Yeah, yeah, he doesn't have to tell you.
I had been extremely distraught, not knowing if he was okay. There was even gossip he died. Turned out he had pneumonia. He once told me that if I ever moved out of state, we could still communicate and be long-distance friends. It's for that reason that I thought I would get some sort of message from him saying he would return and be okay. But nothing. My feelings are hurt. I think I'm going to change doctors.
You should. You definitely should. You're a needy person.
That sounds like an awful person. These are all awful people today.
Kind of, yeah. These are very needy people. Very needy. Very self-centered.
This text, Freebie, are you reading summaries of Jerry Springer's show? These are all just crazies. I agree.
Yeah, there's a lot of lunacy here.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.